Mr. President, the final ships have been prepared and are now ready to leave for the new world.
Wonderful, Chancellor Kott. Would I be assuming correctly that you have also arranged my personal yacht for departure?
Sir's presumption is, as always, accurate.
And are my wives aboard?
Yes.
And they have everything that they may crave for?
I saw to it, personally.
Good, Chancellor Kott. Your tireless hard work in the past few months will not go unrewarded when my government is re-established on the new world.
Your Excellency is most generous.
Chancellor Kott, my generosity will always be extended to those who are loyal to me. You will be aware that I do not suffer fools.
Your reputation has always preceded you, sir.
Quite so. Fortunately for our noble peoples, the leaders of the planet we are now to inhabit didn't have prior knowledge of my...
decisive nature.
Chancellor Kott, you should know by now that the delegation and I offered reasonable terms as the occupying force. Sadly, they seemed intent on resistance. Still, the loss of that ineffectual backward race will not be to the detriment of the solar system, as it would have been if we, our great civilization, had fallen into decay with our planet.
Your leadership has saved us all, sir.
Yes. Yes, it has. Look out there, Kott. Where once stood the greatest cities in the known systems, cities that reached for the sky, now there's only dust and sand. For thousands of years, our forefathers built and cultivated our proud civilization, and in less than 10, it has been buried and eroded.
Thanks to your forward thinking, we will survive, sir.
Yes, we will survive against the odds. We are driven by a desire for life and a refusal to let nature command our destiny. For that is for me, us, the Great Council, to decide.
Without your strong guidance, the Great Council would have been in disarray.
Of course, you're right, Kott. Your observations are astute.
I look forward to continuing my services to you and the Great Council on the New World.
Ah, yes, Kott. That's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes?
There's one thing we can't take with us.
And what is that, sir?
You,
sir. But you said...
Did you think that it had not come to my attention that you have been siphoning off treasured Herendian antiques and selling them to those black market traders on the outer moons? Yes, Chancellor? You wish to say something in your defense?
Your Excellency, I want to be able to afford to buy a decent piece of land on the New World. I have a family.
I am not interested in your excuses. Look out of the window, Kott.
Zabarix, no, please!
The new world doesn't have room for men like you, Kott. Only winners like me. Besides, that's the sort of thing I would do, and too many Akhtar service droids spoil the consomme.
Doctor Who, The Unforgiving World, by James D. Quinton. Starring David Nagel, Tegan Harris, and Stephen Saunders.
So, you can change how the TARDIS looks on the inside?
Yes, of course I can.
But not how it looks on the outside?
Even if I could, I don't think I would, Chand. I formed rather a fond attachment to it.
Okay. How about making it look like a Roman villa?
A Roman villa?
Yeah. Or how about a Victorian mansion?
Both very ostentatious suggestions, although I guess we could have a change. How about...
Oh, my. That's incredible. Can't be real.
As real as you and I.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
Very perceptive.
Not really, Doc. I was looking over your shoulder when you typed the program in. Anyway, who's being ostentatious now?
I can't believe it. It's real. Feel the leaves, Chand. The grass and the sky. It's beautiful. And that smell.
It's certainly impressive.
Yes, quite tranquil, isn't it? Although perhaps not very suitable.
Oh, but I love it, Doctor.
Well, it's no problem to see it in another room.
You can?
Easily. With the architectural control panel, I create whatever internal configuration I like. Only room by room, though. Usually when I find a design I like, I get bored after the first 100 rooms, so I usually end up with a bit of mix and match here and there.
How about a pub?
Pub?
Yeah. Don't you drink, Doc?
I'll have you know, I once drunk Henry Miller under the table.
Who?
The writer. Right?
Right.
Huh. Literature has never been my strong point.
Well, that's something you should rectify, Chandresh. You'll find most published titles in the TARDIS library.
I'll check it out, Doc.
Perhaps you should get an interior designer in. You know, have the place feng shui'd. It'd make a great TV. It'd be the ultimate changing rooms programme.
Well, the origins of the original concept of Sheng Shui were based on star maps, so your suggestion isn't a bad one.
Really? Oh. Should I contact Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, then?
No, I think I can do better. How about this?
Oh, I like it.
Not bad. A bit more traditional.
It's okay. What do you call these indented circles?
Indented circles?
Actually, I call them roundels.
Looks like you've crossed Roman with Victorian, Doctor. I love the look of the wooden console against the more futuristic pillars and those roundels.
Nice orange backlighting as well. Quite funky, in a way.
I'm always open to suggestions, but yes, as I said, quite traditional, really.
And now you've got to do the rest of the TARDIS.
Well, I should, but it's quite a task.
Just how big is it? You've already mentioned over 100 rooms.
That's like asking how long is a piece of string.
Is it okay if we explore some more? I quite fancy a swim if I can find the pool.
Of course, as I remember. The pool is...
Don't worry, Doc. I'm sure we'll find it.
Are you coming?
No, thank you. I'd rather stay and continue what I've started now that I've started it.
Okay, Doc. See you soon.
Did you see that? The wall's changing. It's magic.
How could I not? They change before my eyes. It's so solid. It feels so real.
That's because it is real, Chan.
Yeah, I know, but my mind just can't comprehend how it is possible. Like the gardens.
The one thing I've learnt since meeting the Doctor is that there is just so much we don't know. Seemingly anything's possible.
Oh, I know. But for all the Doctor's techno-babble answers, I still don't understand how it works.
I know what you mean. It's better to just accept that it does work.
I know. I wonder what's behind this door.
Only one way to find out. A cinema.
Wow. Well, the Doctor did say the TARDIS had everything.
I wonder what films it's got.
If there's a library full of nearly every book ever published, then I'm sure it's got quite an extensive catalogue of movies as well.
Great. You can take me to the pictures sometime.
Be my pleasure. As long as you allow me to walk you home.
Thank you, kind sir. Let's see what else we can find. Now, what's in here? The pool!
Look at the size of this room!
Right, I'm getting a swimming costume from the wardrobe the Doctor showed us yesterday.
No need on my account.
Hey! Come on, let's find you some trunks.
Okay.
What was that?
I don't know. Perhaps we hit something. Better get back to the Doctor.
What's happening, Doctor?
We're caught in a gravitational pull. We're being pulled out of the time vortex.
Can't you get away?
It's too powerful. There's nothing I can do except to try and ease our landing.
Are we going to crash?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Hold tight. Is everybody okay?
Yes. Fine. Alice, you all right?
I'm okay. Apart from my head. Why didn't you install airbags when you fiddled with the room?
I try not to make a habit of crashing my ship.
What happened, Doctor?
I'm not sure. Let me turn on the smoke extractors. I don't think the damage is too bad.
Where have we landed? Should I say crashed?
Let's have a look, shall we?
A desert?
Yes. According to the TARDIS scanner, the planet is a desert. Simply a rotating ball of sand. Ah, three suns, no wonder.
Three suns?
Think of the tan you could get.
It's very hot out there, very hot indeed. Almost inhospitable. No good for sunbathing, I'm afraid. Without adequate protection, you'd be burning your skin off.
Any life out there?
Faint traces. Nothing significant. No structures, just sand. Miles and miles of sand.
Why do we crash? You said something about a gravitational pull? Sounds like me with the ladies on a Saturday night, after a few drinks. You know.
Oh, please.
Yes, a gravitational pull, or tractor beam, if you like. Basically like two magnets being drawn together.
The TARDIS being one magnet. What about the other magnet?
That is something I can't answer at the moment, I'm afraid. It's certainly not a natural phenomenon. The TARDIS is showing a massive power source emanating from beneath the surface of the planet.
So at least we know the cause. Can we do anything about it?
Hopefully.
What is it?
There's a problem. The power source is over 15 miles away. To get there would mean crossing the desert, and the temperature outside is just less than 40 degrees. We'd struggle to make it in that heat, and then, of course, we'd have to return.
Doctor, there must be something you can do. You're the doctor, as you keep telling us. Where are you from, Doctor?
Let's deal with the problem at hand, shall we?
Okay, Doctor.
There must be something we can do. There's always a way, right?
Oh, you're not going to give us that business management talk again, are you? Problem solving and all that.
This is certainly a problem that needs solving.
Well, can't we disrupt the signal or something?
From the TARDIS, no.
How about we send a distress signal?
Signals are blocked. We're isolated, no chance of rescue.
So what do we do?
Well, you and Chan will wait here, and I shall have to go on my own.
But you can't. Something could happen to you, and we'd be stuck here forever.
That's better than something happening to all of us. At least you'd be safe in the TARDIS.
Alice is right, Doctor. We stick together, and you might need our help.
Fine, but it's not going to be easy. We're going to need supplies, lots of water. We should dress for the climate too, lots of UV protection. If we can take it slowly with lots of breaks, we should be okay. 15 miles should take, 5 to 6 hours?
5 to 6 hours? I don't think it would take that long.
That's why I should go alone. It's not the amount of time it'll take, it's the heat. Anyway, you'd probably only hold me up.
I don't care what you say, Doctor, I'm still going. We have to stick together.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about it getting dark.
No?
No, three suns, remember? Perpetual daylight, never-ending day.
Never-ending day. Weird.
I'll pack a tent for shelter if we need to rest.
Well, I guess there's no time like the present to get going.
Doctor, what if we can't switch off the source?
Well, if it's on, which it is, then logically there must be an off.
We hope.
Perhaps you should stay here, Alice.
Why?
Maybe the doctor is right. Suppose something happens out there. We may need you here. You know, like backup. It'd be the most important job.
Oh, well, if you're that worried that backup might be needed, why don't you volunteer to stay? And Chandresh, don't patronise me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ali.
Right, you've decided to stay behind.
No, Doc, we're going with you.
Like the car keys, Doctor.
Thanks. Purely for ease of movement and to let air circulate, I'm certainly not trying to make a fashion statement.
Wanted to see you looking so casual, Doctor.
Just dressing sensibly, the white T-shirt will help reflect the sun. The shoes will offer functional support over the desert terrain.
How do I look, Doctor?
You look fine. You both do. And you sure you want to make this trip?
I've always been a keen walker, Doctor.
Don't I like a challenge?
Very well. I pack 3 backpacks. You won't find them too heavy. They're equipped with everything we need. Oh, and here. Sunglasses and visors. It's going to be exceptionally bright out there. Whatever happens, don't take these glasses off. The visor will shield your faces from the sun rays. Or should that be suns?
Thanks.
Ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, you can certainly feel the heat.
Yeah. It's so dry.
Yes. Very little moisture in the air. Do you know, I think this planet was probably very much like Earth once upon a time.
In what way?
Everything. Forests, seas, mountains, lakes, rivers, buildings, birds, insects, people.
People? Humans? Where are they then? Dead?
Well, probably not Earth humans, but no doubt humanoid. Maybe they left. Maybe they evolved into birds and flew away.
Is this what will happen to Earth eventually, Doctor?
No. Look at the sky. Remember the three suns? Maybe the planet was over-resourced. Maybe there was an ecological disaster. All factors that could have led to this situation. Planets are living things and are always taken for granted. Nothing lasts forever.
So, this wouldn't have happened overnight?
Of course not!
I'm just asking.
Sorry.
Well, how long would it have been since there was life around?
Oh, I don't know. At least a few thousand, I would have thought.
That long?
Look at the build-up of the sand, the dunes. That faint hot wind, the erosion that took place here. Must have been incredible. Would love to have seen it.
It's so weird to be making footprints in the sand. It's so smooth and untouched. Must have been like when Neil Armstrong first set foot on the moon. Ah, That thought's made me go goose pimply. Oh, so beautiful here. Let me take a picture.
Well, actually, I had my size 10s there before him.
You did?
Yeah, well, I was passing one day and thought I'd take a look.
So you were the first man... alien person on the moon?
Yeah, I was going to write a message for the boys in the dust, but decided against it.
What? Duke was here!
Nah, probably something in Russian.
Why?
As a joke, I would have put, "Hello, comrades, have a nice day."
There. Now I must take one of you two.
I know with the sand and sun it may feel like we're on holiday.
Oh, please. Just one quickie.
Make it quick, that we shouldn't stand around in this heat.
Great. Say, reverse the polarity of the neutron flow.
Reverse the polarity of the neutron flow.
Wonderful.
Which way then, Doctor?
Follow the smoke screw driver. This way.
How far have we walked, Doctor?
Almost 7 miles.
Another break?
Oh, yes, please.
Very well. Have some more water.
Leave our horses. I'm drenched in sweat.
Me too, and that is so unladylike. I can't believe we haven't seen anything but sand.
Not very interesting, is it?
Not really, Doctor. Next time, crash in a world that has a bit more life. If you could.
This is unbearable. I've got to stop. Are you sure there's no more water?
We should have been there by now.
I don't think I can go any farther.
Just a few more miles.
What was that?
What was what?
I saw something.
Where?
Ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, what was it?
I felt it too.
What?
Like a sparkling, cool river. It had a light, gentle breeze blowing across
it. I can't see anything.
You're hallucinating.
I'm not. It was real.
Mirage, Alice.
Maybe she did see something, Doctor.
Come back.
Water.
She's right, Doctor. There's water.
Chandresh, Alice, stop there. There's nothing there. Are you okay?
It looks so real.
We should have stayed in the TARDIS.
Have some more water, both of you.
I thought we'd finished the water.
One bottle left for emergencies.
I can't go any further now.
I can't understand it. We should have reached the power source by now. No, I can't be right.
What, Doctor?
Did I say 15 miles?
Yes.
What is it?
Slight miscalculation.
Miscalculation? By how much?
Add a naught onto the end.
Doctor, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
That's it, then. We're done for. We can't go back. We won't make it.
No, but I might.
Doctor, you can't.
You can't just lay here and die.
There's no more water, Doctor. Unless you've got more bottles hidden away, we won't be able to last long in this heat.
I'll put the tent up. You'll have a chance, at least. It'll keep the sun off you.
What was that?
Not again. I didn't hear anything.
Me neither. Alice, try to concentrate. It's the sun. You're tired.
No, it's not that. I heard something.
Next time you'll be saying it's on ice cream van or something.
Now, I heard that, and we're not prone to delirium.
Well, I didn't hear it. What was that?
What are those things?
No. Barracks. They're deadly carnivores that can strip a body in seconds. Don't let them touch you.
That's not going to be possible, Doctor. We're running out of space. They're surrounding us. There's nowhere to run.
Stick close to me. Stay calm.
Stay calm?
What are we going to do?
It's no good, Doctor. There's nowhere else to go.
What's that?
I can't see. The sun is behind it.
Looks like a spaceman.
Don't move. This won't hurt you, but it will hurt them.
Look out.
They're climbing up your legs.
Not for long.
Well, thank you. Are you two?
Yes. You okay, Alice?
Fine. Thanks.
We should move before they return, which they will.
What were those things?
Sparrocks.
Is that what you call them? We call them sand devils.
We? Who are you? Where did you come from?
I'll show you.
Doctor?
I think it's okay.
You'll last longer with us than you will out here with those sand devils in this heat. Besides, how much water have you got left? And where's your ship? Looks like you're in need of a friend.
Sounds like you've been following us.
No, just seen it before. Come on, it's getting unbearable in this suit.
Where did you come from?
You'll have your questions answered. But first, please, let's go.
Oh, yes. I can't take it out here any longer.
Lead the way.
Great. Not much further. Here we are.
There's nothing here.
metal.
His ship is buried under the sand.
Yep. I see I'm gonna have to watch out for you. Come on, nothing to fear here.
Oh my.
Huh. What have you found this time?
Welcome to the Azura. The finest hunk of metal ever to be marooned on a featureless rock like this one. And we're its crew.
Hello to you all. I'm the Doctor, this is Chand, and this is Alice.
I'm Daniels, Captain Daniels. But we've dispensed with formalities. After a while, it seemed rather pointless. Just call me Jeff.
Just the Doctor.
Fine. Let me introduce you to the rest of the crew. This bright specimen is Kate. That's Mike, Blathan, Aaron, and that moody one in the corner is Nataki.
Moody? Of course I am. I've spent months trapped in this hole of scrap.
Months?
Yeah. Months. Although it seems like a lot longer. What about you?
Just arrived.
Ha! Still optimistic about being rescued then, are we?
You must be thirsty.
Absolutely parched, to put it mildly. I could do with a lie down. I'm knackered.
Come on, let's get you refreshed.
Thank you.
You'll have to excuse the taste of the water. It's been recycled more times than you'd like to know.
I was going to ask if you have sparkling mineral water with maybe a slice of lemon.
Captain,
please, call me Jeff.
Thanks.
Thanks. Oh, tastes like...
I know, but at least it's clean.
Almost as bad as the doc's tea.
Jeff, just how long have you been here?
Must be almost 9 months. 9 months of hell. Living like caged animals. Not good if you get claustrophobia.
What happened?
Same as you?
The TARDIS. Our ship was pulled down.
Sounds familiar. We found dozens of wrecks since we've been here.
Other spaceships?
Any survivors?
No, the ships we found were pretty badly damaged. If there were survivors, those things would have finished them off.
You've been lucky.
Lucky? Nah. Just a solid piece of engineering. What about your ship?
Another piece of solid engineering. Some systems damage, nothing that won't heal.
Heal?
And of course, Jeff, this ship is a research vessel, is it not?
That's right. State of the art.
Not much goes now. Hope I'm not interrupting.
No, of course not. Most of our instrumentation was damaged in the crash.
What were you doing?
We were researching and following an asteroid.
Sounds fun.
But not just any old rock. This asteroid was one of the largest ever recorded.
We were tracking its course while studying where it came from, what it was made of.
That's when we crashed here.
You identified a final destination point.
Where?
Here.
Here? The asteroid's going to land here?
Not land. It's going to crash through it. Boom! It will split this planet in two.
How long?
We're not sure.
When we crashed, we estimated it was about...
9 months away?
We're not 100% sure about that.
Any day now, Doctor?
We can't be certain. There's still time for...
Rescue?
Yes.
I'm afraid that is unlikely.
Why's that?
Whatever is causing the spaceship to crash is also blocking signals. Once caught in a pull, everything is trapped.
I knew it. They would have been here by now. The nearest outpost is only, a month space travel away.
Okay. The thought of rescue is the only thing that's kept me going, kept us all sane.
Speak for yourself.
There is hope. We know where the source of the tractor beam's coming from.
What source?
Just what he said. That's why we were out there.
Except the Doctor made a bit of an error.
Temperamental equipment.
That almost got us killed.
I assumed the pole was some kind of natural phenomena. But are you saying it's man-made?
Yes, well, maybe not man-made.
So who? What?
I'm not sure, but I'd like to find out. Something doesn't make sense.
What?
There's barracks. They survive off eating the crews of crashed spaceships. It's almost like a spider catching flies in a web.
Except the planet is the web.
Precisely.
But those sand devils couldn't be responsible. They're only small, just parasites. How could they have the technology?
I'm not sure. But they have no other food source. Without food, they die out. Become extinct. It just doesn't make any sense.
So there could be a way of switching off the beam.
Yes, but...
Turns out it's about what?
About 100 miles from here. Although the Doctor thought it was just 15 when we started our hike.
It would be impossible to reach, and even if you did, you'd have to get back to your ship. Is it in a fit state to take off?
Oh, yeah.
Well, ours isn't.
The Doctor can take you.
That wouldn't be a problem, but Jeff is right. Out there in that heat, with Sparrow, sand devils, we'd never make it. Besides, we may not even have enough time to get there and back if the planet is about to get cracked in two.
So, we just wait, then...
Oh, my head. I think I've got a major case of sunstroke. Can I lie down?
I can take you through to the sleeping quarters.
Thanks.
Alice, I'll get us out of here, don't worry.
You'd better, Doctor.
It's fine, Doctor.
So, any ideas, Doctor?
Yes.
Well, what?
Thought I might have a rest, too.
I meant, have you thought...
I know what you meant. We're not going to die on this planet. None of us.
Here, take this bunk, next to mine.
Thanks. Ah, quite soft.
Not bad.
I feel so weak.
If it were any hotter, it would be impossible to even go outside.
What has it been like, stuck here for so long?
Hell, as no doubt you could imagine. It's not just being trapped underground, on an inhospitable planet, crawling with man-eaten sand devils. All that I can handle. But being stuck in a confined area with Nakaki? Well, that is pushing my limits. The dry atmosphere isn't good for my skin, either.
What's wrong with Nataki?
An eternal pessimist.
Oh?
Sure, I know we're going to run out of supplies and water. Perhaps even before the planet will be blown apart. But to hear about our impending doom every minute of the day is, after 9 months, almost intolerable. I never thought I could kill someone, but after being stuck down here, I think I could.
Sometimes I feel the same way about Chand.
At least he's attractive. Wouldn't mind so much if I had something nice to look at. Still, at least there's Kate.
Really?
Well, how about you and Chand?
Chand? No. Well, no. Do you come from Earth?
Earth? No. I once went there on holiday. Visited the moon, too. My family live on Nocturne 5. You may have heard of it. Famous Schwartz wine. Anyway, where are you from? You and your friends don't look like colony folk.
Sorry, haven't heard of it. Yeah, I'm... We're from Earth. Well, Chand and I are. The Doctor comes from... Actually, he's never told us.
Earth? Really? Such a beautiful place.
It is. I miss it.
I miss anywhere that's not here.
Do you think there's any hope for us?
I doubt it.
Have you seen them?
I have. I've been trying to forget. When we first arrived, before the ship got covered in sands, we were outside, trying to fix the engines. They killed two of our crew, Pete and Shas. They...
Do you know death, Doctor?
Yes.
We watched from the cockpit as those things dug themselves beneath the skin and ate them from the inside out. I saw the look in their eyes, Doctor. Indescribable.
I'm sorry.
That's when we gave up all hope, really. The others won't leave the ship. I put the spacesuit on and go investigating. The suit offers some protection.
Fortunately for us.
Mike rigged up the electricity gun. The charge doesn't last long. I can't go far in that suit, obviously. It just gets too hot.
That's awful.
It is. Still, it will be over soon.
The asteroid?
Yes.
Maybe you got your calculations wrong. Maybe it'll miss.
The pull from the planet would bring it down.
And you really expect it soon?
Yes.
Jeff, how many spacesuits do you have?
2.
I wonder.
What, Doctor?
I take it that you have oxygen cylinders?
Of course. They've never been used. We were going to do some spacewalking, collect samples of rock that fell from the asteroid.
What if I could rig up a cooling system for the suits?
It would mean we could operate outside, but what about the sand devils?
Jeff, this is a Class 1 research ship. You must have some kind of land transport.
The buggy.
Buggy?
Yes, of course. Oh, but wait. We couldn't get it out of the ship. It's covered in sand, as if you hadn't noticed.
What if we took it apart and reassembled it outside?
Possible, but it would take time. Time enough for those things to attack.
You've got the electricity gun. I can make a few more, and whilst the buggy is being assembled, guards can keep this barracks away.
It wouldn't work.
Understand you've lost the will, months trapped here. But come on, I can give you hope. We must try.
You're right, Doctor, you're right. It's worth a go. There's nothing to lose.
Good man. Will the rest of your crew help?
I don't know. We're not a team anymore. We've all retreated into our own little worlds.
You're their captain.
I was.
And you still are. It's time you acted like a leader.
I guess I could try. Why not?
What can I do, Doctor?
Ask Jeff. He's in charge.
Jeff, or should I say, Captain?
Right. Well, you can help Mike and Blathen take apart the buggy when you're feeling up to it.
I'm okay.
Great. I'll tell the others our plan.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Not too bad, thanks.
I've been telling her about what's been happening.
So, you haven't been stuck on the rock for as long as us, then?
No, thankfully.
Lucky you.
Please assemble in the briefing room.
Oh, that sounds worrying. I wonder what's going on.
I'm sure your doctor, Chant, will let you know what's going on, if needs be. See you soon.
But,
come on.
What's going on, Jeff?
The doctor's come up with a plan to get us out of here.
A tractor beam is the reason why you're trapped here. I know where it's emanating from. I'm going to turn it off, and then I'm going to take you all off this planet in my ship. Someone has deliberately made this planet a trap, probably to feed those Sparracks. But I'm going to get us out of here, and your captain and I need your help.
What's the plan, Jeff?
The doctor says he can rig the suits up with a coolant system using the oxygen cylinders. That way we can cross the desert. And we're going to cross the desert in the buggy.
We?
I'm not going to let you go by yourself, Doctor.
But I should go with the doctor. Right, Doc?
I want you to stay with Alice.
But...
No buts. I should have left you in the TARDIS. This time you stay here.
Okay, Doc.
Well, that is all fine, but how do we get the buggy out?
Can I answer that?
If you want.
We're going to take it apart in here and put it back together out there.
When he says we, I want Mike, Kate, and Aaron on that job. Nataki, I need some more electricity guns.
I'll help, too.
Yes, of course.
With the suits and the buggy, we'll be protected from the heat and probably any attacks from the Sparracks.
What about the asteroid?
Forget about it. It's not important. We'll work as fast as we can. If that thing hits before we can do anything, well, at least we tried. Any more questions?
When do we start?
Now, of course. Unless you've got anything else to do. No? Then let's get to work.
Alice?
Doctor?
How are you feeling?
Completely drained, but not too bad, I guess.
Just want to let you know that I'm going to find the power source.
You are? How?
I'll let Chand explain. I'll be gone a while, but I'll be back for you.
Can't I go with you? I bet Chand is going.
No, not this time. Chand is staying too.
What shall I do?
Get some more rest.
I should be helping.
Your time will come.
Will it?
I'm sure. I better get back to my work. I'll come and see you.
I'll be up before you leave.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay, Doctor.
How are you getting along?
It's a part.
So I see. Where's the doctor?
He just went to see Alice.
Has he modified the suits?
I think so. I've been too busy taking Axel apart to notice.
Shall we start taking the buggy?
Yes, the doctor will want to get going as soon as possible.
Are we all going to go outside to put the buggy back together again?
Well, you and Nataki can keep watch with the electricity guns, while Blathen, Mike, and Chandrish do the rebuild.
Thanks.
Don't worry, you should be safe enough.
I hope so.
Here you go, Captain.
Captain?
Well, that's what it says on your uniform.
How's that pistol?
Hey! Be careful!
Oh, went off accidental-like.
Okay, good work. Help the others take the parts of the buggy to the hatch. Doctor, how are you getting on?
I'm done. Finished ages ago.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, don't apologize.
How's Alice?
She's okay.
How do these suits work then, Doctor?
Quite simple, really. They convert the...
Well, so long as they work, I don't care how they work.
Fine. Better get these suits on and make sure they work, which of course they will.
No doubt, Doctor. Nataki, Blathen, you go out first and establish a perimeter. The Doctor, Chandrish, and I will follow, and you two start passing up the buggy.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, sweetie.
Any chance of a good luck kiss?
No chance.
Maybe if you ask real nice.
All right, come on.
Okay, clear at the moment. So hot, though.
Right, let's move.
Okay, Mike, Kate, start passing the buggy up.
Lay them out so we can see them all clearly.
I'm glad this thing comes in kit form. Anything bigger and we'd be in trouble.
How are things looking over there?
Fine. Just hot.
Keep it together.
Oh, here. Come on.
There, almost done. Just as well. Can't stand the heat much longer.
I saw something.
Where?
There. Oh, no. There's hundreds of them. No!